Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice Podcast is a service of Mount Carmel Veteran Services and proudly presented by USAA. USAA is doing a lot of hiring this year, and if you'd like to join a great team at USAA, please visit usaajobs.com. Today, we're focusing on the Transition and Employment Team's Back to Work campaign at Mount Carmel. We'll highlight this work of Socratic Arts, and we'll have another success story with a veteran graduate of Prep Connect 360. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. Let's start with Mark Smith. He is the Senior Peer Navigator with that Transition and Employment Team at Mount Carmel. Mark, thank you so much for your service and for joining us here on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So, Mark, let's start a little bit off with the work going on in this Back to Work campaign going on right now at Mount Carmel.
So we're assisting the military veterans and family members. Employment was disrupted and derailed last year. We'd like to kick off the year with generous grants from the USAA, the Daniels Fund, and El Paso County to help remove some of those barriers to employment.
And when we talk about barriers to employment, what are we really looking at really removing, and how crucial is this work to so many of our veterans who have been negatively impacted by the economic downturn due to the pandemic?
Well, due to the pandemic, it was, people were losing their jobs. They were getting put on unemployment. Some didn't qualify for unemployment. So us here at Mount Carmel, in the transition and employment side, we were helping these guys connect the dots to, get employment back, to help them, with their VA claims, to help them, do a lot of things.
And, the Back to Work campaign, it's not just a resume tooling workshop or something like that. There's a lot of work that Mount Carmel and the transition team does to help our veterans get to that next step.
Absolutely. So with the Back to Work campaign, it includes a lot of free services. We're providing emergency assistance to job seekers, whether it be housing, transportation, and food. And then, providing career-enhancing educational professional certification scholarship opportunities.
And when we're talking about a lot of these enhancement and certification scholarship opportunities, outline some of the opportunities that are being made available to our veteran community.
So whether it boils down to, the guys and gals wanting to do the IT certifications, whether they're trying to get an HR certification, the project manager certification, we can actually assist with that. We're actually funding a lot of different opportunities. You just have to get with us and we can go over a lot more.
And then, of course, there's a big priority being placed on some of the more marginalized community. Racial minorities and military spouses are also very much encouraged to apply and get on board with this program.
Absolutely. Anybody available, it's all available to all active veterans and their families. To sign up, call 719-772-7000 or email at frontdesk@mtcarmelcenter.org.
And again, it's just that simple. It is available to all active duty military veterans and their families. That sign up information one more time.
719-772-7000, or you can shoot an email to the front desk at frontdesk@mtcarmelcenter.org.
And Mark, let's walk through, once a veteran or spouse listening to this shoots off that email or makes that call, what will those next few steps look like as far as then getting into the campaign and making everything work?
So what will happen is once we get the email or the phone call transferred up to us, we'll call and have them come in, or we'll meet them. We can even do it virtually via Zoom. What we'll do is we'll intake you, make you a client of Mount Carmel, and then we'll go from there and we'll take over.
Awesome. Well, that is such a great service, and there's no reason to have so many of these barriers up to getting employment. We know that there are still plenty of jobs out there, and who better qualified to serve a number of these roles than the men and women who have served in our armed forces?
That's correct. Absolutely.
Well, again, that is the Back to Work campaign, and There's been a lot of people helping to make this Back to Work campaign possible, really helping to make sure that all veterans in need throughout the area get that service they need. And Mark, let's outline some of those great partners in this program.
Well, I'd like to introduce Leslie Ars with Socratic Arts. She's one of our biggest partners in the Back to Work campaign.
Of course, we will introduce Leslie in just a moment right here. You're listening to the Veterans Voice podcast right here on KRDO.com.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't be USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. During our last segment, we talked about the Back to Work campaign and all of the great work being done to help veterans lower those barriers to get back into the job market across the area. And one of those partners helping to do so is Leslie Arst. She is a senior advisor with Socratic Arts. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us. And first, tell me a little bit about Socratic Arts and your background.
So thank you very much. I'm so pleased to be here to talk about Socratic Arts and our cybersecurity program that is part of the Back to Work campaign for Mount Carmel. As far as my background is concerned, most recently I retired from the Department of Defense and was introduced to Socratic Arts because in 2016 they won a competitive, were awarded a competitive contract under the Department of Defense to develop a cybersecurity program that was intended for non-IT people. And Socratic Arts has been a leader in online learning for two decades and is offering its Cyber Defender program to military spouses, veterans, transitioning service members, and their families. The program of Cyber Defender is, because it was built for the Department of Defense, is entirely different from traditionally delivered IT cyber programs. It's not your conventional classroom.
And talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, first, I'd like to say, so the listeners know, that there is going to be a free informational webinar to introduce prospective students to this three-course program. And it's this Tuesday, February 19th at 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. So Cyber Defender is delivered 100% online, and it's based on Socratic Arts' unique story-centered instructional approach, where students assume the role of employees in a fictional workplace, and a fictional boss gives them assignments, including in the first instance that they think there's been a hack of a server, and so students then take these authentic workplace challenges and learn just what they need from online multimedia resources. They learn just in time to do what they need to do to meet the task. They are supported by human expert mentors who offer advice and feedback and also convene students once a week as a group to work on particular challenges in the task. And also usually to learn a new tool. The other thing I should say, because it's important for some students to know, is there are no lectures and no textbooks. All the resources are right in the computer desktop that you're given as part of the course.
And how much more crucial than now to really focus on these various cybersecurity issues, get those certifications, and what a great idea to have it in a real-world experience, because so many people can see something on paper, but then really transitioning it into that real-world experience is really where the rubber meets the road, and quite frankly, where our veterans are most apt at being able to do in those real-life scenarios.
Exactly. I mean, we call it student-directed learning, and the whole initiative of Socratic Arts and their pedagogy theory is that you learn best by doing.
Yeah, and this is a 20-week course, and it has 25 hours a week of student effort, and throughout those 25 weeks, is it all going to be these scenarios, or what else will the students be encountering during the course of the 20 weeks?
Yes, it is all based on authentic scenarios, although the scenarios change, obviously, over the course of time, they get more complex. I can spend a minute talking about the first course. It's called Immediate Immersion. It's 6 weeks. It has three tasks. It's highly predictive of your success. So at the end of that time, students will know whether they like the work and whether they're good at it. The mentors will have something to say about that too, because in each of these courses, you have to master the material before you move on to the next course.
And Leslie, talk to me just a little bit about how Socratic came to partner with Mount Carmel and really provide these transitional services for our veteran community.
Well, we've been offering these cybersecurity courses through major universities and community colleges for a while now. Because I had a particular relationship with military spouses, I really thought military spouses were a particularly good pool of candidates. And so and there's a reason for that. What we have learned in our studies about people who do well in cybersecurity is that a lot of people who would be good at it don't have the slightest idea that they would be good at it, because there's nothing in conventional schooling that would tell you that. And so people presume that you need to be able to code or program or have focused on STEM in your educational career. But what we found is the most successful students come from a variety of educational backgrounds. And just as an example, among our best students, we've had a forklift driver, a massage therapist, a nanny who had a degree in early childhood education. But what they have in common are personality traits like curiosity and persistence, and that they won't give up on a problem no matter how complex. And they like to figure out things for themselves. And they're very detail-oriented. So that at the end of Immediate Immersion, you've learned basic skills and you have a good idea of whether this is something you're going to want to do as a career.
And Leslie, obviously, anyone listening wanting to get more information can just contact Mount Carmel at 772-7000, or how else can they go about getting more information about all the offerings and to sign up for the webinar over at Socratic Arts?
Please visit our Facebook page, which is Socratic Arts Cyber Defender, for more information and to sign up for the free one-hour webinar Tuesday, February 19th at 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. And the deadline for enrolling in the course is January 27th, and the first course starts on February 4th.
And Leslie, there is some great scholarship opportunities as well to help make this more available than ever before to those in need of these kind of services.
That's exactly right, Andrew. Clients of the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center have the opportunity to apply for scholarship there at the center. So be sure that your listeners know that they can call the number that was given previously to enroll themselves for the opportunity.
We definitely will. And again, that number is 772-7000. in the area code 719. Still ahead here on the Veterans Voice podcast, we'll be speaking with Minette Bredé of the Prep Connect 360 program. She's the executive director of that, and we'll talk about their work, plus introduce you to another veteran success story from the program.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel and presented by USAA. I am your host, Andrew Rogers, and joining us once again is Minette Bredé, the executive director of Prep Connect 360. Prep Connect 360 is a great organization that partners very closely with Mount Carmel and all of the great work that they're doing so close. They're in the same building. Minette, thank you so much for joining us once again here on the Veterans Voice podcast.
Andrew, it's a real pleasure to be here today and to speak to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you again for coming on and discussing the great work that Prep Connect 360 is doing. And what is the latest in your world as far as projects and work that is coming up here in 2021?
Well, we are hoping that the pandemic has lessened enough that we can be meeting again in person. We had to cancel a couple of our classes in 2020, and we're hoping that 2021 is a much better year. Our next class is scheduled for March 1st through the 5th, and will be held at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. If you are active duty, a veteran of any era, or a military spouse, you are urged to call the front desk at Mount Carmel and sign up. We have a little homework for you to do ahead of time to help you get your feet on the ground and ready for those first interviews. So the class is a full week long, 5 day long, 8 hours a day, conducted Monday through Friday. It is a lot of hands-on work. We focus on three different segments, Andrew. The first part is to help the veteran or spouse figure out the answer to the age-old question, what do I want to do for my next career? Then we work very hard at getting everybody ready for interviews. And finally, the third focus is on networking, because 75% of all jobs are found via networking as opposed to all that online job search. So that's what we do with Prep Connect 360.
Yeah, and that is such a great tool to know that a lot of times in these job searches, it's not exactly what you know, more as part importantly, who you know, and getting those services and those tools in your tool belt only helps as the veteran is transitioning out of the service into the civilian world. And again, it's a high-intensity, week-long workshop, and between those three things you just outlined, what else can people expect out of that week with the Prep Connect 360 program, Minette?
This is going to sound really trite, but we make your head hurt. We focus on you, the student, on the veteran or the spouse or the active duty member, on you and your skills and abilities. While we're on active duty, because I'm a retired Army, when you're in the military, you don't have time to focus on yourself and on what you want to do next. This gives you a breather, and we guide you through a number of hands-on exercises and assessments to help you figure that out, or at least open the aperture so that you can see what's out there and available. I remember as a kid coming out of high school, I wanted to be a teacher. Well, my mom was a teacher, and I was exposed every day in school as a teacher. And therefore, I wanted to be a teacher because I didn't know what else was out there. And coming out of the military, we're kind of in the same box. We've been exposed to the Department of Defense and military environment for so long, we don't know what else is out there. And we really help open that aperture through a number of exercises and experiences. Prep Connect has been around for over 8 years now. We have taught over 800 students in that time period. And we have graduates that range from the director of facilities at Denver International Airport to people that work at the Broadmoor or Home Depot, all the way up to Department of Defense, GS 13, 14, and 15, and any place in between. So we help you figure out what you want to do for your next career.
It is such a great program, Nanette. Thank you so much for joining us. And still ahead here on the Veterans Voice, we'll be introducing you to another veteran graduate of Prep Connect 360, James Jennings, right here on the Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't be USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Center here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and proudly presented by USAA. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers, and we've got Nanette Brede with us. She's the executive director of the Prep Connect 360 program. And Nanette, we've got another graduate of the program that we want to introduce everyone to.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. I would like to introduce everyone to James Jennings. James is a recent graduate of Prep Connect 360 and is currently a process engineer at Jacobs, working on the integrated research and development for enterprise solutions contract in support of the Missile Defense Agency. He's an Army 27-year Army veteran, and he arrived at Prep Connect last year, wringing his hands going, what do I do next? So James, would you lay out for us your transition path to success for us, please?
Yes, I'd be delighted to do that, Nanette. Thank you for that kind introduction. And Andrew, good morning to you. And thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today and share my transition story with others.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, thank you for your service as well.
My pleasure.
So, James, let's start off. You spent 27 years in the Army, then September 2019 came in, and it was time to make that transition. And let's go back a little bit to where your head was at, and kind of you've spent so long, nearly three decades, for one employer with a very defined mission, and now you're kind of adrift, for lack of a better term.
So, Andrew, as you can imagine, it was a significant life-changing event and an emotional event for me. I would say my affiliation with the Army did not just start doing my own military service, but my father was in the military as well. He enlisted in the Army in 1968 and did a tour in Vietnam. And I just want to share that because that's something that I'm extremely proud of. But so you can imagine, the military was essentially a part of my fabric, if you will. And so it's what I've known most of my childhood and my adult life. And so when I served, I was passionate, just like all of our men and women in uniform are. And so you don't really think about the end coming someday, which it will eventually for all of us. And so I would encourage others not to be like me in terms of how I did not properly plan for my transition. And I say that because I essentially worked until my last day in the military. And then I realized, oh, my God, I think I made a mistake. And I realized that when I went through the transition process and then, you know, you get your clearing paper signed, they shake your hands, they give you your DD-214, your certificate of retirement, and they say have a nice life. And it's like, what just happened here? And so as I reflected on that moment and then again, how I would do things differently, I realized that I had made a mistake. And the first mistake I made is that I had not prioritized myself or my transition. And I just want to quickly share a personal story with you. I've shared this with Nanette and other folks who helped me navigate some of the challenges I was having with my transition. And so I believe in being transparent now. That's not how I always thought when I was in the military, but I think it will be helpful to share this with others. So back in March of 2019, prior to my transition, I wasn't feeling well one day. I was on my way to work. And like most soldiers, I said, I'll just stop by the clinic, ask a doctor to prescribe me some Motrin, tell me to drink a glass of water and then get back to work. And so when I did that, and of course, they started, you know, taking my vitals like they do whenever anyone goes for a doctor's visit. There was some concern. My blood pressure was elevated, and so was my heart rate. And quite frankly, I wasn't taking good care of myself. And so you can imagine when someone comes into the room and says, "We think you might be having a heart attack," you can kind of imagine what was going through my mind at the time. And so I thought, man, I'm fairly healthy. You know, I'm fit. You know, so what's going on here? And then after I talked to the doctor, after, you know, they kind of stabilized me and told me I wasn't going back to work and they were going to keep me for observation all day. I like to call that moment confession. And so the doctor started asking me some very pointed questions. And I had to admit, I hadn't been sleeping well. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't really exercising. And at the moment, I didn't realize it, but a lot of what I was experiencing had to do with the anxiety of knowing that pretty soon I was no longer going to be in the military. And so when that happened, that was a moment for some serious reflection for me. And so I share that with others now because I struggled initially as I was going through that process.
And James, talk to us a little bit about kind of how going through the Prep Connect 360 program really gave you those tools and helped you kind of combat and address that anxiety and lead to the success you're seeing today.
Yes. So Nanette talked about really the three things that the program focuses on. So, you know, first, the self-assessment. And then secondly, they teach you, you know, networking, how to do that and be successful at it. And then finally, how to interview. So I'll focus on the first point first, which is the self-assessment. So for me, as I mentioned previously, it just reinforced for me as I kind of went through that process that what I did in the military didn't necessarily define who I am or what I'm passionate about. And so I was one of the students that was very fortunate to have Nanette as my mentor and advisor. And so Nanette and I were able to connect not only on a professional level, because I am also a retired Army colonel, but we were also able to connect on a personal level. So I felt very comfortable, again, being transparent with her. I felt like she was someone I could trust, as well as all the mentors and advisors in the Prep Connect 360 program. And the environment that they create there is really one to help and assist you work through some challenges and take advantage of opportunities but also to be able to, you know, kind of share your personal story or whatever challenges you're experiencing without fear of perhaps others judging you or being stigmatized, which we sometimes do in the military to people, especially leaders. And so for me, that was important. So when I was able to kind of share some of my personal challenges and experience, I began to realize that I wasn't in this alone. And so as an Army leader, we have a tendency to focus on others. That's just the culture, the ethos, and we don't really think much about ourselves. And I often see that in senior leaders especially. So that was the, you know, the first thing. And then as I was able to share some of those stories, you know, then to the second point, you talk about the network and making the connections with other people who can help you, not only with, you know, finding another job if that's something you're interested in doing, but really to help you kind of work through some of those challenges. And so I was able to connect with some folks who specialize in counseling on health and wellness. And so, you know, being able to talk to them and get that feedback. And then, you know, not only as I was going through the class, but they're committed to staying in touch with you and following up with you. And so just it really meant a lot, you know, after the course to get routine phone calls, emails, and just, you know, people checking on you and letting you know that they truly care about you and they want to see you be successful, not just in trying to find a job, but just see you, you know, be successful in general, you know, not only physically, but emotionally and psychologically. And so for me, that was huge. And you know, and then to the final point on the interviewing part, I realized, that I was not going to be successful in trying to find employment in isolation. So that kind of goes back to the networking piece. And then two, because in the Army, quite frankly, I never really had to interview for a job. It was always requirements driven. And basically, you know, the Army looking at your record and seeing what your skills and backgrounds were and identifying where they thought you would be a best fit. Although you had somewhat of a say in that process, ultimately the Army decided. And so I was not comfortable, although I was a senior leader and I interacted quite often with others. I just wasn't very comfortable interviewing and especially talking about myself. That's just, again, that's not how we're wired in the military, so to speak, especially when you're a leader. You're focused, again, on taking care of other people and accomplishing the mission. And so for me, it was a very awkward kind of position to find myself in.
And James, we know the installations have their transition assistance programs, and how does the Prep Connect differ from what is offered on post, say at Fort Carson?
Yes, great question. And so I think the biggest difference between the two programs is the transition assistance program or the Soldier for Life program. It's really good at helping you clear all the hurdles that you need to in order to separate from the military. So it's a very efficient and effective process for getting a large number of people transition out of the military, if you will. But what I thought the big difference between the transition assistance program at, say, Fort Carson or Peterson Air Force Base and other installations in the Prep Connect 360 program is, rather than focus on helping you get out of the military, the Prep Connect 360 program helps you learn skills to adapt and assimilate back into the civilian world. And so I call it, you know, reprogramming myself to become a civilian again. And so for me, again, because I mentioned I grew up in a military family, went to a military college, and then joined the military. You know, the last time I considered myself a civilian was really when I was in high school before I made that transition. And so for me, that was a significant span of time, over 30 years. So I had, you know, forgotten basic things like, you know, how to speak like a normal person, sort of speak, and to be able to translate military, you know, jargon into language that civilians understand, and stop saying things like "hua" and "Roger" and that sort of thing.
And as we kind of wind down here on this edition of the Veterans Voice podcast, James, what are some of the biggest recommendations you would have for others who are looking at making that transition and who knows that their career in the service is starting to go on to the final legs of their service?
So I would say, first, plan your transition early. They recommend at least 2 years out. And after having gone through that process myself, I'll concur with that. If you're like me and your final job in the military was, kind of high demand, high stress, not a lot of time to take care of yourself type of job, then it is very important to approach and have a conversation with your leadership, your supervisors, your chain of command, as we call it in the military, and help them understand the importance of you being able to go through the process properly and to be able to take care of yourself and to take care of your family. I commanded in the Army at the company, battalion, and brigade level. I got to tell you, my approach evolved over time as I matured and became wiser as a leader. I didn't always think that, once a soldier had performed his time in service and then it was time for him or her to transition, that was necessarily my primary concern, so to speak. But what I learned over time is, it is absolutely important for leaders. So for the commanders and sergeant majors out there and first sergeants and platoon sergeants and platoon leaders, it is so important for you to make sure you afford those individual soldiers the time that they need in order to properly transition so that they can take care of themselves and their families. And I think that's, we owe that to them for their, selfless service and sacrifice to our nation. So that was a key lesson I learned as I grew and matured as a leader. But again, in terms of planning that transition early, so that includes things like ensuring that you get a thorough physical exam. I got to tell you, my medical record was about as thick as three sheets of paper. All right. And for a 27-year career, I used to think that was a badge of honor and say, hey, I was tough. I didn't go to the medical clinic to take care of myself when I needed to. I just, kind of sucked it up and I drove on, as they say in the military. That is not a smart way to do things at all. So, you have to take care of yourself throughout the entirety of your military service. I was fortunate that I connected with the right people to kind of help me get some physical kind of issues that I had documented. But I think if I had delayed that process any longer than I did, I probably would have did more harm than good to myself. I would say learn how to navigate the Veterans Administrative Service. I got to tell you, I've been down to the VA clinic here in Colorado Springs plenty of times. And the people that are most frustrated are the people that don't understand their processes and they don't listen. And so we got great people out there that want to help our veterans, but our veterans have to do their part too, and make sure they connect and understand the process. An organization that can help with that is the Disabled Veterans Organization. They're subject matter experts at that. I know Nanette and the staff at Prep Connect 360, they have experts who can help you kind of navigate that VA process as well. And there's other agencies as well. So I would recommend definitely doing that. Particularly when it comes to getting your disability evaluation and assessment completed. I've already kind of talked about attending Soldier for Life and the Transition Program Assistance Program. That's absolutely necessary. It's a mandatory requirement, but what a lot of people don't know is you can go to it multiple times. So for me, the first time I went through TAP, I felt like I was drinking from a fire hose. They were just, covering so much information. So I thought it was important to go back and pick up on the things that I missed the first time. I would say take both federal and civilian resume writing classes. Again, it goes back to that learning how to translate military language into civilian language. And then seek counseling service to address any stress and anxiety issues you may have. And again, it was important for me to kind of share my own personal story, because I know that's tough for people to do that, because you're vulnerable. You can, you know, put yourself at risk for becoming stigmatized, but it's so important. And then just, you know, kind of to wrap up here, some other basic things I would recognize is think about where you want to live, right? And so for me, it was easy because I have school age kids. They've grown some roots here in Colorado Springs. So I said, I'm not going to move them anymore. And I decided I was going to stay right here. But that's important. And that's got to be a conversation that you have as a family, not with just the spouse, but with the kids as well. I talked about, you know, feeling like I was going through this alone. You know, make sure you talk to people who have gone through the transition process before you. You can learn a lot. And it's always easier to go through something when somebody's doing it with you. And then I would say, finally, talk to a financial advisor or a counselor about financial planning and management. So you're thinking about things like how to manage and live off your retirement income. And then you got to think about, too, taxes, because in the military, you don't have to think about that. And there's a lot of kind of tax shelters built into your military service. That's all I have, Andrew. Thank you for your time and, again, the opportunity to speak with you and share my story.
Well, James, thank you so much for coming and sharing your story and being as open as you were. And, again, thank you for all that wise insight that you did provide into the transition period. And, again, thank you again as well to Mark Smith, to Leslie Arndt and Nanette Brede as well for everything you all do to help keep our veteran community supported here throughout the Southern Colorado area specifically. You've been listening to the Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veteran Services in Colorado Springs and presented by USAA. USAA is doing a lot of hiring this year, and if you'd like to join the great team at USAA, please visit usaajobs.com. The Veterans Voice podcast publishes the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts.